Modern slavery. Many people think that slavery is a thing of the past. The 350-year transatlantic slave trade in particular, from 1518 to 1865, is known to have been the most systematic human trafficking in history. In those days, slavery was permitted by law. Today, of course, it is illegal, so it should not exist. However, in reality, this is not the case. Free the Slaves, an NPO that aims to eradicate slavery, reported that in 2010 there were 27 million people in slavery around the world. This high number is about twice as large as all of the slaves who were transported during the transatlantic slave trade. Trafficking is now a global phenomenon and can be found in a wide variety of countries, even in the US and Japan. Of course, the term slavery is rarely used now. Instead, it is called human trafficking, forced labour, or debt bondage. The slaves are forced to do hard physical work for little or no pay, with no power of their own to walk away. Many of them are women and children. The major factor that causes modern slavery is extreme poverty. Many children become victims of human trafficking to support their families. Sometimes their parents eventually let them go because they are told that the children can get a better education elsewhere, which is a lie. Another factor that contributes to modern slavery is the lack of law enforcement or mistreatment of the law. Countries which have civil wars and corruption have little control over illegal acts such as human trafficking. In some cases, corrupt officials may accept bribes and even facilitate trafficking. How can we help these vulnerable people out of slavery? First of all, we should bear in mind that through lack of interest, we help to enable modern slavery. Therefore, we must not be ignorant of modern slavery. Second, we can buy things more carefully, avoiding goods produced through slavery. We can ask vendors if their goods are fair trade.